I was driving home on a boulevard late one night when I spied a cat over at the corner, bumming all alone. Now as I passed him by, I heard him holler out, "Hey!" I slowed down to see what he said. He hollered, "By any chance you going my way?" I said, "Why sure, baby, hop in and give me a cigarette." Just then he reached down in his pockets, and that was the moment that I regret. He hollered, "Reach for the sky." I said, "But I don't understand you, sir. Don't give me no fucking business. This is a stopper in my head." Again he says, "Look at here. You see this here I got in my hand? This is a 38 pistol built on a 45 frame. Shoot tombstone bullets and a ball and chain." He said, "Now I ain't trying to shake you up, but I just want you to know, if the cops start to crowd me in, then you're gonna be the first to go. Now look at him. Don't even look back. Just drive on, just like nothing happening." That's what he said, that's what he told me. He said, "Don't even look back or nothing." He said, "Now when I get to that red light, wanted me to go to my left and then jump back to my right." He says, "Now I want you to drive up in that alley, not that alley over there, and pull up behind that liquor store and keep a sharp lookout at all times while I sneak in the back door." That's what he told me. He said, "Keep your foot on that gas and always be on guard. Cause when I come running out there with all that money, he wanted me to mash down on it real hard." He said, "Now don't let me come out of there and find me a double cross, because I'll murder when the heat's on. Reach for the sky." I said, "But I don't understand you, sir. Don't try no monkey business. I got a stopper in my spotlight in the dead in the face, and this great big Chicago cop behind me said, "Move over a little bit, baby, we're gonna take your place." Just then this guy come running out of the liquor store with all that money in his hand. He said, "Oh, there you are." He made a mistake in the dark and leaped into the police car. Put the handcuffs on him. I said, "Child, your crime I've outgrew him." And then they said, when they drove him away, "We're gonna put you four back in jail this time. They're gonna have to put air in jail." Reach for the sky. I said, "But I don't understand. Don't give me no monkey business. This is a stopper in my head."